coming up on All Access.
One, two, three, safety man.
Throws across the middle, catch by Tompkins, across the five, into the end zone, touchdown!
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, fellas! That's what I'm talking about!
Hand off to the tailback, Bolden runs it to the right side, accelerating catch for 40, in a foot race to midfield. Bolden trying to pull away for 35-30.
I felt real comfortable again. Say it was my first game back. It was a real good week of practice, and I got a chance to get in and get behind those big guys, that big offensive line we have.
When I was a little kid, we used to spend hours at the playground. I just think it's a really great thing that the Patriots are doing here.
He's almost an impossible guy to cover because no matter where you are on him, there's some spot that he can reach the ball that you can as a defender. I'd put him up there pretty high in the receiving tight end category.
Look at them go. The Patriots are undefeated after three games. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone, presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. New England will now hit the road, and the competition is heating up. A Sunday night primetime matchup in Atlanta is on deck. We'll preview the matchup with the Falcons throughout the show. To kick things off, let's go back and relive the win over Tampa, including a trip inside the victorious locker room.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Hey, yo, let's go, man.
Got another one today, huh?
You know what it takes to beat this club.
It's going to take a lot of effort, all right? Line up three. One, two, three.
Uh-huh. It's start up front, fellas. We got to be able to run the ball. We got to be able to stop the run. It starts with us.
To throw, flush to his right, he ducks under a hit, and then he'll go down at the 30-yard line.
Listen, they're going to challenge us in the passing game. We're going to have to make some plays. Understand? Whether it's blitz pickup or whether it's getting after it on the routes. All right? Got it?
Here's Doug Martin, and Martin doesn't go very far. Brandon Spikes came on to make the hit.
So let's do a good job on the running game, make sure we contain a quarterback. You try to get outside on one boot. Okay, it'll be another some kind of moving pocket play there, too.
Quarterback takes the snap. He's in the pocket. Throws across the middle. Catch by Tompkins. Across the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, fellas. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, that's how we gotta play. That's it. All it is catching the ball, right?
No negative plays. That was the key for us. We're just banging it downhill. You hear me?
Okay? Keep doing what you do. Firm up the protections. Give them time. Because now they got a little bit more issues to deal with for us. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get another one before half.
Brady off the shotgun step. Step up. Throws to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kenbrell Tompkins. Second of the afternoon for the New England rookie.
Great job,
man. Got a win, and we did, baby.
Good
way.
Job, Jules.
Good patience. Good patience. Way to go. Let's come out this afternoon with a victory and really feeling great about everything. We got a quarter and 3 minutes to get this thing going better than what we have. Let's go.
With a handoff left for LeGarrette Blount, breaks down the left sideline, past the 45, tackled by Barron across midfield.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
Way to go, baby.
Good win. Way to go.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Way to go, baby.
Nice job. Great run. Good job on the screen.
Thank you.
Great job. All right, congratulations, man. Nice job. That was a good week of practice. Played good as a team. All three phases contributed. It's a good, solid job. Let's just stay at it. Now, we got a lot better last week in practice. It showed up in the game. All right, if we just keep improving, like we talked about all year, it's a lot better in the red area. Made some big fourth down stops. Okay, finished the game pretty good. All right, got some good plays in the kicking game. Good field position. All right, we just got to keep grinding through it and pull it together. We still got a long way to go, but we're on the right track. We just keep working hard now. We'll be on the right track. All right, good work, fellas. Congratulations. Nice job.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Well, thanks to another outstanding performance by the defense and a much-improved effort by the offense, the Patriots improved to 3-0 last Sunday for the first time since 2007. It was after that season that New England's next opponent, Atlanta, hired Pats executive Thomas Dimitroff to be its next general manager. Ever since, the Falcons have won nearly 69% of their games, including a 34-7 record at home under coach Mike Smith and quarterback Matt Ryan. So Sunday night, in prime time, it'll be a matchup in Atlanta of two of the league's premier franchises in a loud and raucous Georgia Dome. And who knows, it might just be a prelude to the postseason. And that's the view from the booth. For Patriots All Access, I'm Bob Soucy.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with Coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, congratulations on another win. You're sitting there at 3-0. And let's go back to after the game against Tampa. And I heard you tell your team, congratulations. You know what, guys? You are improving. You see this team improving. How are they improving?
Well, I think the big thing for us last week was just we had an opportunity to practice. After the Buffalo game, we had the quick turnaround against the Jets. And we had, a lot of walkthroughs, film sessions, and that type of thing. But we really just weren't able to go out there and go at a good tempo. And I think at this time of year, it's really important for your team to go out there and work on their timing, their execution, their communication. And they need to see things, as close to game speed as we can do it, which that's what practice is for. Really felt like our execution on Sunday was a lot better than what it had been 2 weeks before in all three phases of the game. So hopefully we can continue to practice well and see those results on game day.
How'd the young guys handle everything? And there were some guys that took some criticism off the Thursday night game, and they responded on Sunday.
Right. Well, I think it's just a situation where, everybody's, trying to do the right thing. But just when you hear it, you see it on film, you talk about it, but you don't really experience it, that a lot of times we've all been in that situation. Then when you actually go through it, it's not quite the way that you thought it was going to be, or it happens a lot faster, and you're just not as, you just don't do it as well. So I think that's kind of, probably what happened to us, part of what happened to us in the Jets game. It was certainly a lot better against Tampa. We were, we played faster. We were more precise in what we were doing. Our execution was better.
All right, Shane Vereen's out. I think we anticipate when he's going to come back, but you had a three-headed running attack on Sunday. Is that a product of the team you play or the personnel you have, or that's just the game plan and may that change week to week?
Well, it definitely could change week to week. Those were the only three healthy backs we had on the roster. I mean, besides James Devlin, who's really a fullback. But those were the three guys. They all played well. They all contributed. They were all productive. And, we have confidence in all our backs, including, as you said, Shane and Leon Washington. So whoever has the ball, we feel like they've been productive for us. They can do something with it. And they have different sets of skills, but they've all been able to, be productive. And so whichever guy's in there, we feel confident with.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Coach will rejoin me later in the show as we talk about the Atlanta Falcons, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we find out the passion behind the play of safety Devin McCourty.
The person that probably pushed me most was my twin brother.
And we'll hear from second-year running back Brandon Bolden.
I was scared because it was just, wow, Tom Brady standing right across from me.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is presented by Geico.
Presidio and my committee. I got everybody looking at me.
The things I love about football, I love to go out there and compete. I love it's a team sport. I guess the first football memory that I still remember would probably be being a Cowboys fan and remember them winning the Super Bowl in 95. I had an Emmitt Smith jersey, Deion Sanders, Troy Aikman. So I was a big fan of the Cowboys growing up, and watching them win the Super Bowl was probably the best memory and the only memory I really had from the younger years. My older brother was the craziest fan and the biggest influence in us playing, coming, yelling and screaming with my mom. He wasn't too big on too many coaching tips, so I didn't have to hate him growing up, but he was always there in the stands yelling and screaming.
Fires to the end zone, and it is intercepted, taken by Devin McCourty.
My grandmother was a huge Packers fan, so she always loved watching football, and my mom had no problem with it. She used to come videotape the game. And whenever one of us would break out or score a touchdown, you would see the camera just bouncing up and down because she'd be yelling and screaming and not filming. So we have some pretty bad footage of games. I was 11 years old, played my first game of organized football. To this day, I hate getting hit. I'd rather see someone and go hit them than have someone hit me when I'm not looking.
Thundering hit. Wow.
The person that probably pushed me most was my twin brother. It's a crazy relationship to have a twin that is into football and is a professional just like you. So when we used to work out and do different things, we used to push each other and make sure we always got the best out of one another. So I think he's been my hardest critic and fan, and I've been his hardest critic and fan.
But McCourty has really solidified the back end of the defense for the Patriots. Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Let's check in with Dan Roach, who tells us that the Patriots are preparing for a much different opponent than they have faced through the first 3 weeks.
3-0 for the first time since 2007.
3 weeks down and three victories in the books for the Patriots. We've seen some good from Tom Brady and his offense, especially last week in the Pats' 23-3 win over the Bucs.
Into the end zone! Touchdown!
We've also seen some bad from the Pats as well, which means there's still plenty of work to be done. The one standout early on has been the New England defense, as this unit has allowed fewer points through three games than any Patriots defense in the last 30 years.
I think, are there things that we need to work on? Sure. So throughout the year, we're going to just continue to get better and work hard to be a great defense.
Meanwhile, the Gronk watch continues, as Pats fans hope to see number 87 make his season debut. Last week, Gronk was upgraded from doubtful to questionable and was asked this week what strides he made in practice that made that upgrade possible.
I don't even know. I don't know how any of that works. I don't even know who calls that. Like I said, I've been improving every week, so whoever makes that call must have seen some good improvement to put me from doubtful to questionable.
And with the Pats' 3-0 start in the rearview mirror, they begin a tough three-week stretch Sunday night in Atlanta against Mike Smith's Falcons, who were 13-3 last season and are an impressive 34-7 under Smith at the Georgia Dome.
I mean, it's going to be a challenge for our defense, challenge for our offense. I think we got to play our best game. There's no doubt about it, because you can't. Like I said, you go 3-and-out, you just put, like what happened last week with us, we had 3 3-and-outs to start the game. Like, it could be 21-0. That's the way they play.
Back to the Patriots' defense. One impressive note, in any of the first three games, they have yet to allow a single point to be scored against them in the fourth quarter. Pretty impressive stuff. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriots running back Brandon Bolden. I'm not a numbers guy, but I'm going to give you some numbers. 26 snaps, 8 touches, 100 yards in your first game back. It's pretty good numbers.
It is pretty good.
What did you like? What did you think you did well in that game? What did you think you need to improve off coming off that Tampa game?
A couple of things I did do well. I thought looking in the ball, except for that one play where the pass went over my head, I kind of stopped a little early on it.
I'm not going to let you off that easy. We'll get to that play in a second.
But,
you know, your ground game, though, running the football was pretty strong.
I felt it was felt real comfortable against it. It was my first game back. It was a real good week of practice, and I got a chance to get in and get behind those big guys, that big offensive line we have. And it was a couple of reads we actually ran in practice, so it was kind of like I seen the play before, so it was kind of like just doing it again. It was a bit of deja vu.
Is the offense complicated? Is there so much to take in, especially as a running back?
what you have to know?
I wouldn't say that. Okay. It's almost on the same lines of kind of we did at Coach Nutt at Ole Miss. It's not that hard, and I haven't been anywhere else to give you an actual it's easier
comparison,
here or
right.
harder there. So
sure.
I guess if here, at first it can be a little intimidating being the team and the quarterback and the coaches when you first come in, but, you know, a couple weeks in you kind of get used to it and you're like, all right, this is kind of the norm.
When you mentioned intimidating, you're in the huddle with Brady. What was that like when you first got here?
Oh, first time I was scared because it was just, wow, Tom Brady standing right across from me.
So, did you really say that to yourself?
I did. And I kind of messed up because I didn't hear the play because I was talking to myself the entire time. So it's kind of crazy, almost surreal because uh-huh. you grew up watching this guy go out and just battle each and every Sunday, and then just to be standing right across from him, even in the same room as him, it's just wow. It's just a big wow factor.
All right, so the play that Brady goes deep on you, too. All right, you got Darrell Revis. What happened? What happened? And tell me afterwards when you got to look at that film, knowing that you had a great day, but knowing that one play is there.
It kind of lined up, motioned me out there, and I looked across. I was like, okay, it's Darrell Revis. Get a good burst. If he covers you, he covers you. If he don't, they better not throw that ball in the air. So as I took off, he kind of carried with me, and for the life of me, I could have sworn I heard the crowd just go, oh.
So you thought the play was over?
Yeah, so I thought the play was done, and it just so happened. I just looked right in the air, and there's the ball. So I was like, oh, let me, you know, try to dig out and see at least can I get close to it.
Right.
He's close enough to die for it, and it was no chance. So that was a total brain fart on my part.
Brandon, great job.
Thank you.
You'll gain another 100 yards.
Thank you.
And talk to your mom afterwards.
Yes, I will.
Brandon Bolden, our guest, will be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Kick off another season of our High School Coach of the Week, which recognizes excellence at the high school level around the region. This week we salute Boston Latin Academy coach Rocco Zizza. The Red Dragons beat Dorchester last week to improve to 3-0 on the year. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
Just want to say congratulations to you on a great job.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Boston Latin Academy program in the name of Rocco Zizza.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, it's been 3 weeks and the defense has played pretty good, but are you guys buying it?
I may be window shopping, but I'm not buying yet. Look, any season that you open up against E.J. Manuel, Geno Smith, and journeyman Josh Freeman, you're going to get excited about the defense. But the tough tests are yet to come.
I know it's early, and I know the talent on the other side of the ball was questionable, but I've seen the Patriots fail against questionable talent in the past. This defense is better. They're starting at a further point in their progression than they did a year ago. Aqib Talib is healthy. Dante Hightower's making plays. Chandler Jones getting after the passer. There's reason to be excited about this defense.
All right, so they played against two rookie quarterbacks and another one that's not even starting anymore. But they've only given up 13 points in the last 2 weeks, so am I buying it? I don't know if I'm buying it, but I tell you what, I am cautiously optimistic. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick joins me as we talk about the Atlanta Falcons. No disrespect to the first three quarterbacks you played in the first 3 weeks. Obviously, you're sitting there at 3-0. A little bit of a different animal this week. Matt Ryan wins a lot of games at home, won his first playoff game with his team. What do you look at when you see Matt Ryan?
Well, I think Matt does really everything well. He's very intelligent. He does a good job with the pre-snap reads, seeing what the defense is in. They let him audible plays and change things, you know, in the Peyton Manning style of offense. He's good on the deep balls. He's good on the has a good touch on the underneath throws and screens and touch passes like that. He reads coverage as well. He doesn't have very many bad plays. I'd say that's the bottom line.
It's an away game. Got some time on Sunday. What are you telling the young guys? How do you get them ready to play this game? Dome, noise, everything that goes into to get ready for it.
Well, I think as much as we can, we treat it like every other game. We try to take our time schedule and work it back so that we can, you know, have a consistent routine there. But, you know, in the end, it's sure it's a big game and there's a lot of people watching and all that. But as soon as that ball gets kicked off, you know, football is football and it's the same. You know, the white lines at the same field, and, you know, we just have to go out there and do a good job of executing our plays and our game against Atlanta. And we know they're a good football team, and there'll be a lot of energy in the building, and obviously there's not going to be a lot of support for the Patriots, so we're going to have to bring our own energy on the road just like we did in the Buffalo game or many other times we've gone on the road. That's a challenge of playing away.
All right, Coach, you had Asante Samuel one time here. He's playing for the Falcons now. You look at that type of player, maybe a little bit of a different scheme. And I remember back in the day when you had those corners that like to take chances, Terrell Buckley was a lot like that. Maybe Asante is too. Do you set some things up maybe trying to attack a guy like that?
Well, you certainly have to be careful with Asante. He's very instinctive. He has excellent ball skills. He's very quick. So that's not the kind of guy you want to be, you know, lobbing the ball around in his area when you don't know exactly where he is or, you know, where things are, you know, where things are going. So you've got to be precise with him. If you run sloppy routes or make sloppy throws, he'll take it the other way. So it's, you know, like any corner, I think you can throw on him, but you got to be good. And if you're not good, he'll make you pay as quickly as any corner in the league.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from JT. He says, you being a big historian of the game, rank Tony Gonzalez as far as where is he in the pantheon of tight ends?
Well, I think in terms of receiving tight ends, you'd have to put him up there close to the top. You know, he's really a wide-out playing tight end. Competitive blocker, but that's not what he's known for. He's a great red area third down receiver, tremendous range, hands, makes a lot of acrobatic catches, and he's almost an impossible guy to cover because no matter where you are on him, there's some spot that he can reach the ball that you can't as a defender. And if the quarterback's good, like Matt Ryan is, he can put the ball there. So I'd put him up there pretty high in the receiving tight end category.
All right, good stuff. Heard he's a pretty good basketball player, too. If you want to ask a coach a question like JT did, you got to follow us on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Belstrader later in the show, take a look at everything with the Falcons.
Yeah, we'll do a little bit of their offense and their defense. They're a very explosive offensive team. They can score from anywhere on the field.
All right, sounds good. Coach will be back later in the show. First, more of All Access back right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Patriots players head out into the community to make a difference in people's lives.
The kids that get to use it are excited. The community's excited. And I just think it's a really great thing that the Patriots are doing here.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. Any regular footlong is a $5 footlong, all September long. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
One of the trademarks of the Patriots organization is their commitment to community service. Recently, members of the organization, along with United Healthcare, visited the city of Waltham with the goal of helping others less fortunate.
Today, we're here in Waltham, Massachusetts. We're really excited to be United Healthcare backing another community build, but this one's really special because we've really focused on getting the kids involved. And this is one that, starting in July this year, we get 65 kids out in the community to help design the playground of their dreams.
We had a lot of community involvement at our other developments, but this one, people just didn't want to come up. They felt it was unsafe. And I really feel like that reflected negatively on the people who lived here. I think this really shows that we're hoping to change that now.
It's the first time in this development that the kids will have something new.
They really have involved the kids in every step. The children feel like it's theirs.
We don't know
how to build a playground that they're going to really love and they're going to enjoy. It's their own imagination, their ideas that really come to life. So having them at the very beginning is really important to make sure that this is exactly what they're looking for.
Ask the kids, is this what you want? Yes. Are you going to keep it nice? Yes, Officer Conway. Are you going to let other people come in and destroy it? No. And how come? Because we designed it. It's ours. It's not the housing authorities. It's the people who live here, and they're going to take ownership of it.
We're also very focused on opportunities that we can get volunteerism at the center of communities, both our employees and the community as a whole.
You know, this is great. To bring a community together, you got all the kids in one place where they can have fun and enjoy themselves. I know when I was a little kid, we used to spend hours at the playgrounds, and didn't matter who was there, you could always just kind of get together and have fun, and kids are great at building new relationships, and I'm sure that a lot of you know, grown-ups and parents can come together on that same point, too.
This is where the real community work of Do Good, Live Well gets done. This is a chance to get out of the office, be a part of the communities that we work in, that we serve, and it's really quite a privilege to be out with everybody here today.
What we're doing today is a one-day activity, but that's just the build. The beauty of what we're doing is it's an ongoing commitment and it's ongoing benefit to the community.
I think we're good. We're locked and loaded. Get some pull-ups in. That's a little too short for us.
They're the ones that cheer us on, you know, every Sunday, so it's important for us to give back to them. Even if it is our day off, I think it's good for people to see that we're more than just football players and that we care about everyone else and especially our community.
I can see the impact, and it's a lasting impact, and you know, people get excited that are building it, the kids that get to use it are excited, the community's excited, and I just think it's a really great thing that the Patriots are doing.
If every company took on a project like this, we wouldn't have poverty.
The chance to know that when they can dream something and people get involved, the community gets involved, I think dreams really can come true.
All it takes is a group of people to come together to make a difference.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Falcons this week. Jacquez Rogers, 5'6", little guy like Doug Martin. We saw him in Tampa last week.
Yeah, he did.
How are you going to defend him?
Well, you got to give him space, right? I mean, I think you take away Julio Jones. That's the number one threat.
Well,
and you take away Tony Gonzalez. But you're going to put him in motion. Let's say you're Ryan, all right? I'm just going to line up next to you. You're going to send me in motion. There's the foot. I'm back. And as soon as I see the ball snap, I'm doing an angle route. I'm going to sell it hard and come back outside. And there it is. Lots of green grass to run in, get first downs. The other way is just, I'm just going to line up and slot.
There we go.
Right out of the huddle, and then a quick slant. Another easy way to get the ball in his hands and let him try and make these guys miss. Very tough task to cover a guy with his speed and his skill set.
If you're smart, and I think Atlanta is, they're built by Thomas Dimitroff. What they'll do is they'll see what happened last week. Now, you're Rodgers, split you out all the way. And this is what happened last week with Doug Martin when he was out. You had
and I'm
Mayo.
Right next to the sideline. I'm as wide as I can get.
You had Mayo. You had Hightower, and you had Spikes out there defending him. Last thing you want to do is have him run that slant. Boom. Man-to-man coverage. You crease that thing because everybody's worried about, ooh, Julio Jones and Tony Gonzalez. But they have a pretty good kicker, too. And we're going to put that thing down, and he's going to kick it, and we're out of here.
I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines as the Patriots get ready to hit the road, taking on the Atlanta Falcons in primetime for Sunday Night Football. Now at 1-2, the Falcons are in desperate need of a win, and they have the offensive weapons to do so with quarterback Matt Ryan and wide receiver Julio Jones. This duo is virtually unstoppable and will demand a lot out of the Patriots' defense. Now, the Patriots rank towards the bottom in red zone efficiency and third down conversions. And even though the Falcons are dealing with a banged up defense, they will thrive on that energy inside the dome. There will be a reunion at the Georgia Dome when Falcons general manager Thomas Dimitroff sees some familiar faces. Dimitroff spent 6 years with the Pats as a national scout, and he's built the Falcons into an NFC power. That will do it for your storylines. Now let's jump right into our opponent news, brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
Atlanta was a trendy preseason pick to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. But after losing to Miami in South Florida last week, expect a fired-up Falcons team that will be hosting the Patriots Sunday night.
I think first and foremost, we got to worry about ourselves and concentrate on, you know, blocking well, running the right routes, being on time as a quarterback, putting the ball in the right spot. And if we do that, you know, I think we'll execute well against, you know, the Patriots defense this week.
I know our guys are excited about playing on Sunday night. We're also excited about being at home against with our home crowd with us, and we want to get the taste of last week out of our mouth as quick as possible.
There you have it from the Falcons' point of view. But now let's see what Coach Belichick thinks. It's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. And Coach, a little bit of new setup here. You know, with the new age of MP3s and smartphones, you know, CDs are obsolete. So I sold my 33 Bon Jovi CDs, and we got this new setup here. So you're going to take it away. New look Belistrator. What do we got here with Atlanta?
Well, it's nice. It's, it's the technology. It'll take me a little while to get used to it, but it's a nice setup. Well, one thing about Atlanta offensively, they're very explosive. They can score from anywhere on the field. They've got great skilled players. And this is Julio Jones here in the slot. You see him against St. Louis here. Just come down, make a little move there on that's Janoris Jenkins. They're a good young cornerback. Makes a good move on him, gets behind the defense, goes up and gets the ball, and then runs through an arm tackle, 82-yard touchdown. So whether it's Douglas, Julio Jones, Roddy White, Gonzalez, you know, all those guys, they're very dangerous.
Jones pretty similar to Vincent Jackson from last week. Same build, same type of player.
Yeah,
explosive.
Maybe a little faster.
Okay.
But same type of guy, you bet.
All right, moving on here.
Well, this is a third and four play against Miami. And this is Jason Snelling coming out of the backfield. Third down possession route here. And, you know, Miami looks like defensively they're in pretty good shape. They've got got this cover. They should be able to go out here and make the tackle on third and four for the first down. But whether it's Snelling, Rodgers, all their backs, they're very good with the ball in their hands. Here Snelling makes a good move to get by the linebacker. Then he breaks a couple other tackles, gets into the open, and again takes kind of a nothing play and makes it a 35-yard gain. So tackling and the overall explosiveness of this offense is they're very dangerous.
Communication on the road, too, a lot of noise. And, of course, we talked about that in our interview prior.
Yeah, no question.
All right, moving on, Miami now, defensive pressure here.
Right, they're very disruptive up front. Babineau, Peters, of course, Umanora. They've got a good front, and here they're pressuring with their linebackers Bartu and Akeem Dent. So the kind of pressure up the middle, you can see that Tannehill really has no chance at all to throw the ball here. The coverage is pretty tight, but you know it's just too much pressure, and their front, four, front six, however you want to call it. Very disruptive. We got to do a good job on
that. That really concerns you. Of course, you know, your quarterback's not a big running quarterback. He likes to sit back there and throw that rock.
Yeah, no, we want to protect the pocket. And this is a good example right here of, this is Babineau and then Peters wrapping around and the linebackers blitzing. And you just see it's hopeless back there. You just can't throw the ball with that kind of inside pressure. So we're going to have to do a good job on this pass rush and, you know, not let them disrupt us in the pocket.
All right, so it's all about your calls with your quarterback and your center, setting the protections, getting everything straight.
Well, then blocking them. That's the hard part.
Blocking them, too. Good luck. Big primetime game. Go get them 4-0.
Thanks, though.
All right, Coach, there's your Belistrator. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
this week, a very unique ceremony took place at the home of Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
I'm just so proud that all of you are going to bear my sweetheart's name and be Myra Kraft scholars.
It was the Myra Kraft Transitional Year Program in conjunction with Brandeis University.
This program takes kids, no matter where they're from, and gives them the chance to become the people they were meant to become.
Area students who don't have access to the resources to attend college take part in a one-year academic program to prepare for a four-year undergraduate experience. The beneficiary of these talented youngsters is the school where Mrs. Kraft matriculated, Brandeis.
And the fact that all of you have a chance to be at Brandeis and take the best of it, and it's got great leadership, so... Go Pats.
A lot of folks talk about doing things like this, and there are a lot of folks who do things like this behind the scenes, but for Mr. Kraft to open the doors of his home, allow us to come here and actually personally thank him and his wife for their donation, is huge.
You know, she was a wonderful woman. You know, you guys didn't get to know her like I did, but I remember my little boy playing with her, and she was a incredible woman, and you know, you guys should be really proud to be under her namesake. So, thank you guys.
Welcome back to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And now that this team is 3-0, what do we know about the Patriots?
I'll
put you guys right on the spot right now.
No
clue,
idea.
Right? What do we know? We know they're undefeated.
Yeah, I know that they've taken care of business. They've beaten the three teams that they opened the season with. Not anybody's fault. Not their fault, certainly, right, that they played three teams that they were better than. They took care of business. I know that they can find different ways to win, and that's always been a trait of this team under Bill Belichick, okay, and Tom Brady. I know that they're going to be mentally prepared, and I've seen that. I've seen some mental toughness, that they've won games in different ways. But in terms of how good they are, I don't know a whole lot.
Yeah, that's clearly the storyline this week. You beat up on three teams that are lesser competition. Now you're starting a three-game stretch against teams that are better competition. I would echo what Paul said. I think this team has found a way to win games when it hasn't played its best, and that's a trait that's hard to develop.
Yep.
Look at the team they're playing this week, the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, they have a lot of talent there, but they're struggling in critical situations. Patriots are acing those tests.
When you say teams in lesser competition, and you're absolutely right about that, but has the defense been tested, would you say, at all this year?
Well, I think the defense has played very well. And again, it's not their fault that they opened the season with two rookie quarterbacks that maybe weren't as prepared to take advantage of some of the opportunities that the defense gave it. I thought there was some open receivers in all three games. Even this past one against Tampa Bay, Josh Freeman clearly struggling. He's the last-ranked quarterback completion percentage. Missed some open guys, had some drops too. But the bottom line is the defense has played better. I think that they've gotten some periodic pressure, not constant, and the coverage to me has been better. I think Aqib Talib has been terrific.
Yeah, they have been tested, Steve, but not by the quarterback position. That's how I would sum it up. You're obviously tested when you're going up against C.J. Spiller in the season opener, who averaged 6 yards a carry last year. You're obviously tested when you go up against Doug Martin and Vincent Jackson. But this test now goes to a whole nother level because of the importance of the quarterback position. Matt Ryan, the best quarterback they faced. This is the best passing game they faced. So while I think I agree with Paul, this defense has gotten better, played well. Now we'll really get a better feel as to how much better they are from last year.
Well, speaking about that quarterback position, how good has Tom Brady been this year? Let's go back, if we can, for a moment to preseason. Because if you look at preseason, he was pretty much,
perfect,
except for the third game, pretty much dead on. His passes were pinpoint accurate. How good has he been?
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding in Buffalo. I thought that he had several really, really difficult throws that he fit in tight windows. Since then, I don't think he's been at his best. Two red zone turnovers that you could put on Brady in the first three games, they're last in the league in red zone offense. That's one thing that Bill Belichick talked about. We got to stop turning the ball over down there.
I would say this. Every team in the league, or almost every team in the league, would take what the Patriots have got from Tom Brady this season. But based on the standard that we've seen Brady set,
and it's
below the standard. And I think part of that is probably him getting comfortable with these guys he's throwing to. But in week two, if the issue was more the rookie receivers hanging on to the ball, maybe not always running the right route, maybe not turning their head at the top of their routes, I thought last week it was probably more on Brady than the young receivers in terms of some of the decisions that were made, some of the throws that were off the mark.
Prediction time.
I'm going to take Atlanta. I don't think it'll be easy. I think these are two good football teams. So I'm going to go with the home team and the desperate team and say Atlanta wins 30-23.
When the season was just starting, Steve, I had this penciled in as a loss for the Patriots because I thought tough spot, tough place to play, right. Very good offense. After watching the Falcons last week, I don't feel as confident about that. That's a banged-up team that, you know, looks like it's struggling. But then I think about the Patriots.
I knew there was a but.
No, but I think
there's
about
always
the Patriots,
a but.
Steve. You got a lot of rookies that they're relying on. You got a primetime stage, tough environment to play in. I have to project some growing pains in this game for them, so I'm going to lean back to my original projection. Go Falcons 30, Patriots 27. Wouldn't be surprised if it's overtime.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. You're just going with Atlanta because they're a desperate football team. Football team.
Can't win them all.
Exactly. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.